السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Zulhijjah 1445. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 8, 9 and 10. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will happen to those people who are sane and mature and they died and passed away as non-Muslims on whatever ism, on whatever denomination. These are the severe consequences. Inna ja'alna, Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun, we, definitely we will make it such and make it happen. So Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty as a symbol of reverence and respect. And this is well known in Semitic languages. Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlala. Indeed, we will place around their necks the yokes. And when that yoke is placed around their neck, it will stretch till where? فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ. Hence, it will fasten them, it will go around their neck, and it will reach right till their chins. And now they'll be facing upwards, they'll be looking upwards. And فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. Hence, they will not be able to look down, but upwards. So it will be very, very uncomfortable and painful and choking them. So may Almighty Allah protect us from all these type of punishment. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. In Abu Dawood, it is mentioned, it is Sunnah and Nabawiyah, the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should read it and recite it 7 times after Fajr Salat and after Maghrib Salat. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaving Makkah Mukarrama, going to Medina Munawwara, the historic miraculous journey of Hijrah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu warda, thaniyas nain is huma fil ghar, the companion of the Master alayhi salam, who will always be the greatest of people and personalities to walk on the face of the earth after all the prophets and messengers. Allah Jalla Wala called him thaniyas nain is huma fil ghar, the second of the two. The first obviously is the Master alayhi salatu salam, and then is Sayyidina Abu Bakrin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, both ways totally permissible. Radiallahu anhu warda, he accompanied the Master alayhi salatu salam safaran wa hadara in Makkah Mukarrama, in Medina Munawwara, and on the travels and journeys as well. So the Master alayhi salatu salam, that Abu Jahl and company, they always were waiting for opportunity that somehow they must cause harm, Allah forbid, to the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took little bit dust and just threw it and read this verse. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا. And we, again Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence and to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا. And we placed in front of them سَدَّا, the barrier, the veil, the curtain. ومن خلفهم سدا, and behind them the veil and the curtain. Hence they could not see the master, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, emerging from the Hujra Mubarakah, from the Mubarak blessed house. ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم, hence we concealed, we covered them, they couldn't see. فهم لا يبصرون, today they could not see. Today people want to drive 200, 220, 250 with their super vehicles, and then when they see a police, then they read وجعلنا من بين أيديهم. Remember, that's not permissible to drive at this speed. They're like a maniac. Remember, it's not permissible in Islam. And if that person dies and passes away in such accidents, he's not a shaheed. النِّعْمَةُ لَا تَنَالُ بِالْمَحْزُورِ. Remember, the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah are not obtained via vices and sins. All this driving like a maniac, 200, 220, 250, is just, you must remember, to impress and show off. So we need to be clear on these issues. We indebted to Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, who taught us these wonderful principles of Islamic jurisprudence. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, so they could not see. There were certain people, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only Rahmatul Lil Alameen, chapter 21 in the 17th Supara Surah Anbiya, verse 107, chapter 21 verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only mercy to the entire humanity, nay, to the entire universe and creation. So he was, he is, he always will be, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mercy to the entire universe and creation. And that is our unanimous belief. So we should be very, very clear on that issue there. So the Master, alayhi salatu salam, was always that, let all humanity, majority humanity, come into the fold of Islam, but Almighty Allah give tasalli, pacifies, console Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have this ardent and strong desire that they must embrace Iman and Islam. But even in your time and time after that, Ya Rasulullah, majority of the people will not become true believers. وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Although you got the desire, but will not happen in reality. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 103, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 103. So there Almighty Allah is teaching us. Today we look at 8 billion plus people, only 1 billion are Muslim. That also, I'm stretching my imagination. People who say 2 billion and all that, all fairy tales. Remember, that is all nonsense. They include the Qadianis and Shias and Quran, Aga Khanis, and any person whose name is Ahmed, Muhammad, Hassan, Hussein, and what have you. So that does not make you a Muslim. They are articles of faith. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed, there are certain people, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Abu Talib, you don't have to worry about them, that they will not bring Iman. We're sending you the wahi, but me and you cannot make such a judgment. We don't receive wahi and revelation. We are ordinary mortals, we are sinners. Anbiya, prophets and messengers receive wahi, revelation, directly from Almighty Allah via the agency of Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel Gabriel. So therefore, our effort struggle must continue all the time, giving da'wat. What we're doing now is giving da'wat. Thousands of non-Muslims are listening even now, whether they admit it or not, they're recording me. So wasawaun alayhim, irrespective alayhim for them, anzartahum am lam tunzirhum, whether you warn them with compassion and love, am lam tunzirhum, or you do not warn them with love and compassion, la yu'minun, they will not believe, nor now nor in the future. So that was only exclusively for the time of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Master alayhi salatu salam would receive wahi and revelation after the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umme Ayman, the lady who had the sharaf and honor, African lady, black lady, her name Baraka, her kunya Umme Ayman, after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable mother, Sayyida Amina. Then from Abwa, she brought the master alayhi salatu salam to Makkah, and she looked after the master, the hadana, she was the hadina, the custody came to her, the African lady. He Habibuna Rasul Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam subsequently in life used to look at her, address her, Ummi ba'da ummi, oh you African lady, you are my mother after my biological mother. That is our Islam, a religion, a code of conduct for all times, all places and all circumstances. Subhanallah. She, when the master alayhi salam's demise took place, then she wept and cried. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Shaykhain cried with her, mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And what golden word she said, Inna al-wahya qadin qata'a, the ta'alluq and the link between the arsh and the farsh, between the heavens and the earth and the land and sand is finished now. I cry because he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu's demise took place, and I cry because no more wahi will come and revelation will come directly from Almighty Allah. So me and you cannot make that judgment. Allah wants, he will give anybody hidayat. And remember, our effort and our struggle must continue till death. Wasawaun alayhim aanzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun. So some shaitans will never ever embrace Iman and Islam, even though in the inner recesses of their heart they know it is the ultimate truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, 18th of Zulhijjah, 1445, Gaza genocide, day number 263. One more week, then is full 9 months. 9 months, the mother gives birth, you know. Sometimes 8 months, 8.5 months. So yeah, we got this year, and Hamas, you will hear just now. So we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know Julian Assange, so he's free on bail. That's breaking news. So what crime did he commit? Inverted commas. He did what every good journalist will do, to expose the crimes of the governments and the intelligence people. So he leaked everything, what the Americans were doing, whether it be in Iraq, whether it be in Afghanistan, whether it be in Palestine, whether it be in other countries. And for that, remember what the price he had to pay. You must remember that. Anyway, because of huge pressure now, he pleaded guilty just to get some bail and freedom and so forth. So that's a break story, Julian Assange. Remember when these Westerners and whiteys, they speak of democracy, freedom of press and human rights, it's all for themselves. When it comes to non-whites, non and Muslims, then it's another story. Look at Syria, look at Libya, look at Sudan, look at the Rohingya Muslims, and look at beloved Palestine and Gaza al-Mubaraka. You must be a fool and an idiot if you can't see the double standards and hypocrisy. Israel, the haramis, the super terrorists using American arms and using British arms and French and German arms and ammunition, strikes aid distribution one more time. That's what they do. They want to starve the people of Gaza to death. But remember, our people are resilient. They get ruhani ghiza, that they get spiritual food. They read Quran Sharif, they make zikr, and the jihad is on, and we send the jutla straight to Al Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Even yesterday, some jutlas were sent to hell. And if you don't know what jutla means, in our text and context, it means the Jews and the Zionists. 21,000 children buried in Gaza, their whereabouts are unknown. Can you believe that? That is the legacy of America and Britain with their harami child and illegitimate child called Israel. The day it was born and established, it was a harami and illegitimate state. And therefore, we need to name them and shame them baby killers and murderers. That's what they are. Yesterday, hundreds protest in Jerusalem against Bibi Netanyahu and against his government and say resign and bring the hostages back home and have elections immediately. the West, like Germany and other countries, criticize Israel for the treatment of the Palestinian prisoners, how they tortured them in prison, how they carried that person in the jeep and strapped him up and so forth. You know what the haramis told the world? They say, no, we strapped him up because he told us to do so. Can you believe these haramis, war criminals, guilty of genocide, crimes against humanity? The only language they understand, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Every way in the world they are disgraced, whether it's America, Europe, Asia, wherever, Africa. Pro-Palestinian protests outside Los Angeles synagogue. And then Biden said there must be no anti-Semitism and no anti-American. Go to hell, Biden. You don't even know whether you're coming or going, as you will see just now when the news comes. You said you are a Zionist, so now you're going to pay the price and the whole world will know you as Butcher Biden, as, remember, the war criminal Biden. Hamas popularity, where is this? This is in your Haaretz newspaper. Oh, Jutla, oh, Jutli, are you listening? This is in your newspaper. Hamas popularity is soaring and increasing in Palestine and in the West Bank. We all are Hamas. Any true Muslim will be Hamas. Remember that. What joy, what izzet and honor they brought to us. What joy to our eyes they brought when they dispatched so many Jutla straight to hell and they put others in transit straight to hell also. More than 75,000 Jutlas injured and disabled will never be able to come back to the battlefield. Another 50,000 people among the Jutlas now suffering from trauma. 500,000, 750,000 leaving Israel for good. Go to hell. We don't want you there. It belongs to Palestine, and Palestine it shall be, whether you like it or not. U.S. scorching temperatures. I've been to America twice. So you must remember it is 50 states. How we have provinces, they call it states, you see. They have 350 million people, plus, minus, or more there. So one side, they have scorching, scorching heat, what people experience there in Makkah and Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and so forth. And on the other side, they're experiencing floods. Allah Jalla Wala's punishment. Allahumma harrik buyutahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma alayka bihim ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, these people, they vote for such crooked politicians. You punish them, ya Allah. Let them also know what the Palestinians are going through. Biden, now listen to this, all of you. Biden and Trump are going to have a debate pre-election, right, this week, Thursday. So Biden is already there, either in the White House or either there in Camp David, and they're stuffing him up with drugs. Who told us this? His own doctor. His own doctor, who was his personal doctor previously. But you know, in America, they got horse trading and donkey trading. So that doctor of his, of Biden, joined the Republicans. He said Trump's side is better. So he said that Biden is on drugs, so that he knows what answers to give during that debate. He says, when they address the American people, this is what the doctor said. You can go read it up. He said Biden was, he's 81 years old, right? 81, 82 now. So he say he can't think straight, and he just gets, you understand, certain times hallucinations. And he say he was higher than a kite. I love that sentence. Biden was higher than a kite, you understood, when he addressed the American nation the last time. So he wants to go higher than a kite once more when he takes on Trump. Trump is laughing. Trump says give him drugs in front and on his backside also. That's what Trump said. I'm just quoting him. So Russia summons U.S. ambassador and said that you better be more careful. If you want the war, we will open our submarines, we will open the nuclear, and we will open the doors of hell for you. So your attack on Sevastopol, I'm learning all new words, you know, we have to practice these words here. So don't think that you will get away with it. There will be consequences. America shaking in their boots. Israel and Lebanon, Hezbollah heading for a war, but Blinken and the Biden and them are telling, you know, send Gallant. Gallant is there in Washington. So they told him, how dare you go and go there, because we all will lose. Hamas has gone so strong, Hezbollah has gone so strong, Iran has gone so strong, and they will defeat us. How? And then put the Taliban in the mix. Then it's a recipe for disaster for us. Taliban says, open up, O Lebanon. We coming, we ready. They said, to a statement from Taliban, when we thrashed the Americans, they left $1 billion worth of arms, ammunition, and other things here. We will come in guns blazing in Lebanon and in Beirut, and from there we will enter into Palestine, occupied Palestine and Gaza, and liberate it. And that's exactly what the hadith teaches us. Remember in Sunan Nasai, under the hadith of Ghazwatul Hind, every Maulana, every Imam, every sheikh, every person who knows, you must remember Arabic, go read Ghazwatul Hind, Sahih Hadith. And even Sheikh Albani and them said it's Sahih for you Salafis. And remember that it is there in Sunan Nasai. The Thai migrants are going to Israel. Remember that, because you know Thailand, we've been there full of prostitutes and prostitutes and so forth there. So they say, let us go make some money. They will work in the agricultural sector and in the farms. They will overwork them and underpay them. You know, from Malawi, people went to Israel. You know, from India, they went. And then they understood the true mentality of this cursed nation. Macron is in big trouble. Elections very soon, and he says if his party loses, France will be heading for a civil war. Big trouble for Macron, big trouble for Sunak. Sunak is in big trouble. So one is going to lose the elections, then they will kick him out, he'll go stay in America. That's what the analysts are saying. And his own party were betting which date will be elections. But it was a secret, so how come that also leaked out? So a lot of things are leaking for Rishi Sunak. Where you get the Indian guy and make him a prime minister of Britain? You think this Boorer and his whites will accept him? Never ever. He was not elected on that. He became prime minister based on default. So remember, they'll never ever vote for him. It's history for him. EU, listen to this story. Listen to these haramis, what they do. You think Putin is going to leave them? The paupers will dance. They will see stars daytime. Listen to this. European Union to send 1.4 billion euros to Ukraine. Listen again. European Union to send 1.4 billion euros to Ukraine. But whose money? Russian money. You see, what they confiscating, what they taking from their banks. And now, you think Putin is dreaming there? Putin is waiting. I'll clean you up, Britain. I'll clean you up, you're Europe, and I'll clean you up, you America. That's why we like Putin. Allah give him hidayat. Allahumma hdi Putin. Ya Allah, give Putin and President Zuma, both of them presidents, hidayat, ya Allah. Russia sends coal to India by train for the first time. Can you believe that? You see Putin, what he does. Right from Russia to India, he's sending coal. We can't send coal properly, you understood, from South Africa to other countries. So you must remember that. And for the first time that happened by train, he sent it. Sudan, sad story. Our Muslims there, remember that. And 9 million plus people displaced, 4 million plus children malnourished, undernourished, on the verge of starvation there. Very, very sad story. Make special dua for them. Make special dua for our Maulana Mansurul Haq, our colleague. He taught in Dalum, Newcastle from 1976. That's why he came to South Africa. And Mohan Qasim Sema, our principal, Rahimahullah, invited him. He went to Hazrat Yusuf bin Nuri, Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, the Ustad of Mawlana Qasim Sema. So they in Dabel, and told Hazrat, I need a good teacher. Yeah, my South Africans, nobody wants to help me. He went the length and breadth of Natal and Transvaal and Cape. Nobody wanted to do this. That is the truth. I'll tell you the truth of Darul Newcastle. So you must remember, Mawlana told me that the ulama of Transvaal told me I'm wasting my time. That is the truth. So you must remember that. So this is what happened. So in 76, Maulana Mansurullah came. 92, he resigned. After his brother resigned, Maulana Mumtazul Haq. And remember that. Now he's critically ill. So may Almighty Allah make it easy for him. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better, give him life. If death is better, give him death. path with Iman, Islam. Ya Rab, make it easy for him and his family. Erdogan is going to talk with Putin. Where? Not in Istanbul or Ankara or there in Moscow. They're going to meet, remember, in a conference, and both parties agreed they will meet in Kyrgyzstan. So that is where their meeting will take place. Pepsi is in big trouble in Lebanon. So remember, they made a logo, and their logo just looks like the Israeli logo. So therefore, the ulama and the scholars there, they're taking the Pepsi bottles and flinging it out. Pepsi, get out from here. Mamnu ud-duhul. We don't want Pepsi, we don't want Israel. Well done, Lebanon. Well done, Hezbollah. Well done to the Shias. You still remain kuffar, but you're doing a good job. Anybody attacks American interests, Israeli interests, British interests, we will support them. Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, Shia, whoever. Listen to Malema, and I agree with him on this. Malema says, what the hell is this Orania? These Burkis have their own place there in Northern Cape, and they say no blacks allowed and so forth. They cut the deal with Mandela. You see that in those days there. So remember, Malema says all this nonsense must stop, and I agree with him. He say we must build RDB houses there in Orania. This is democratic South Africa. How can we have a white township? Just now people say we want this township, this township. We pass all that nice history. So yes, the whites want to stay, they must stay. They don't want to stay, pack up and go. So remember, I agree with Malema on that. Now let's give you some news from South Africa. The GNU, the Government of National Unity, DA, is getting greedier by the day. They say they want 12 posts. They want ministers, and let's say if they get the Minister of Finance, then the deputy must also be from the DA, and the DG, the Director General, must also be. Can you imagine? There's Gogo Zeller. So you must remember, Helen Zeller wrote to Fikile. ANC in big problems. Now, besides Pala Pala, Cyril got other scandals coming out. Post for pals. Go, just press there, Cyril, and press there, post for pals. You will read the whole story. I will send it out today, inshallah. So there's corruption from top to bottom. Therefore, we never ever vote for them. And Georgia, and the Jama'ah party woke up from their slumber. So Jama'ah party says, we got 2 seats. Why we joined the Government of National Unity? He say we want to kick out the DA. What a statement is that? I leave it to your imagination. In Brazil, big problems with the worst fires in the Amazon. And the Muslim woman, the Muharram edition, July edition, is free of charge. So don't go now, 5 of you, and pick up 5 copies. 1 person go, and 5-10 people can read. So the Muslim woman, first time for 25 years, giving out free. I received my copy yesterday. Wonderful, wonderful articles. The Q&A is there. And a contribution to what happened during the Battle of Khandaq, the trench. So read about all that. Wonderful. We salute you, mothers, sisters, daughters. Our programs, inshallah, inshallah, today, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Musa Lahir with Maulana Zahid Khan, between 8:30 and 9, and then 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage, 1 to 2 will be, inshallah, tafsir, and then at night, inshallah, 8 to 9 will be tasawwuf with Maulana Musa Lahir. Barakallahu fiqh. And then we say, I thought we finished already, Maulana Salim Kareem. So Maulana Salim, we got 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. What circumstances are we allowed to disinherit our children, especially if they become murtad?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the case, Allah forbid, where they become murtad, they were born Muslims, they embrace Islam, and then Allah forbid, Allah liyazu billah, they denounce Islam, they chose Hinduism, Christianity, any other ism, then they are totally deprived. They won't get a cent from you. That's wajib and compulsory. And you, the family, must excommunicate them, have nothing to do with them. Initially, you must try to bring them back into Islam, get the scholars and the ulama involved, but yet they are stubborn and obstinate, then you must sever all ties with them, and there's no inheritance. It's compulsory for you to disown them in that situation. Similarly, if the person is a murderer, the son murders his father or mother, Allah forbid, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Qatilu la yarithu. The person who's a murderer, he murdered the person from whom he's going to to inherit, he will not inherit anything. Hadith in Tirmidhi. And remember, for murtad, we use the hadith, لا يرث المسلم الكافر ولا الكافر المسلم. A Muslim will not inherit from a non-Muslim, and a non-Muslim will not inherit from a Muslim. And the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, on that is ijma on all these issues there I mentioned now. There's consensus among all four schools, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis. So once there's consensus, so that is the Sharia and the law of Islam.
Mufti Sahab, besides the pig, what pets are we allowed to keep, including snakes, spiders and scorpions?
Remember that even the kalb, the dog, is najasul ain. So remember the swine, the pig, as you person call it, khinzir, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, every part, particle of it is najis and haram and not permissible. So Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says even the kalb, the dog, falls in that category. Majority scholars don't agree with him, but Imam Shafi'i says that. So remember that he will say the dog also, top to bottom, side to side, and remember, bumper to bumper, as I call it, remember, will be najis and impure and so forth. Regarding snakes and scorpions and all that, not permissible for Muslims. Hadith in Sunan Nasai, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, uqtulul hayati kullaha. You must kill all the snakes, remember that. Faman khafa tha'araha falaysa minna. I know, I grew up in an African township in a location, we used to catch all these things here, the small snakes and whatever, you walk our foot and what. So we used to enjoy, you know what we were. We were the big gang there. I was the leader with my African pals, you see that. So there was no fear, you must remember. You just catch whatever we want, they just donner them, kill them. So you must remember, that's what Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, فَمَنْ خَافَ ثَأَرَهَا. So whosoever fears that you kill the snake, then they'll take revenge, you're not part of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Your belief is corrupted. We don't believe in that. So remember to keep snakes, to keep scorpions, to keep monkeys, to keep donkeys and all. Donkeys is still alright if you are using it as means of conveyance and so forth. So to keep all these funny things that people are suggesting now for Muslims is not permissible. Remember, anything that is harmful to you and humanity, we can't keep those type of things.
Mufti Sahab, is there such a thing as mercy killing? Some people don't deserve to live. Example, murderers, extremely sick people who are suffering, etc. What's the Islamic ruling on this?
We must draw a dichotomy, a distinction. If you are speaking of animals and so forth, you have a dog for security, or you have a dog for hunting, or you have some animal, a rabbit or whatever. Rabbits you can keep, birds you can keep. So anyway, as a pet, and in that way, there now they're really suffering. People have cats and kittens in their houses, so it's permissible. So now, but they're suffering, so now you take them for, you understand, put them to sleep, so euthanasia, mercy killing, whatever you want to. In animals, totally permissible. In human beings, not permissible. Remember that human being is ashraful makhlukat, the masterpiece of all Almighty Allah's creation. I just told you just now, what Maulana Salim Kareem reads, I don't know anything. You understood? He receives the question and he fires up. Alhamdulillah, we answer it with the grace and mercy of Allah. I just told you now, Maulana Mansurul Haq, our colleague, is very, very critical, remember, and I read the dua. If a person is like that, so we ask, we beg, we petition Allah, Jalla wa Ala, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi, wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for the person, give him life. Ya Allah, if death is better for the person, give him or her death with iman. Remember, you must apply the Islamic law, then everything will come right. First thing the ANC did when they came into power in 1994, democracy, they abolished the death penalty. A big mistake. Therefore, South Africa is considered as one of the crime capitals of the world. So if there is premeditated murder and so forth, and the victim's family, they reach consensus, life for a life, Islam says the death penalty will apply. Adultery, male or female, the death penalty will apply. So many cases, remember, the death penalty will apply. And you must remember, in Islam, when people become murtad, they leave and denounce Islam. Just now you had a question, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtulu, such people, death penalty. So in Islam, why must we keep all these crooks and murderers and rapists and all of them? And they can go and become MPs also in South Africa, some of them. You must remember, such a low the standard we have to become an MP, it's a disgrace. You must remember that. So in South Africa, that they need to review that. So you are keeping them in prison, and the joke is on us, the taxpayers. We have to pay for them. In Islam, we will say there are certain people, put them in front of the firing squad and get rid of them. So they are a liability and not an asset to humanity, and the whole society will wake up. And so when I was in Iran, you know, I went to Iran 2013. I spent how many days there? 13 days. First of Rabiul Awwal, I was there Monday. And the Saturday, the next week, 13th of Rabiul Awwal, I returned. So when I was there, so there was an article that some people, they raped the woman, or what they did, you understand? They hanged them there in Tehran. For 3 days, 4 days, there was no crime at all, and some people were not eating food. That's what Islam wants. You make few people a sample, example, how many people we should hang here. And where you must hang them from the toll roads. That's my suggestion. Then you see what will happen. Your whole crime situation will be sorted out. But what can you expect from top to bottom, this corruption and criminality and so forth? So therefore, the crimes and the criminals, it thrives in South Africa. Islamic punishment, Islamic law in all cases situation is the best, but people have vested interest, you know.
Mufti Saab, what does eggs fall under, meat or vegetable products?
So you must remember, I eat egg every day, my brother. So you must remember, my nashta, I must have egg, you understood? So whether you want to call it a fruit, you want to call it a vegetable, you want to call it whatever, is halalan tayyiba. You make bismillah and eat, whether it's fruit, vegetable or what, eat. You'll be healthy, inshallah. One doctor tell me, lot of cholesterol. The other doctor told me, he's talking nonsense. So I looked at them, I thought, we bolana are only crazy little bit. One say this, one say, I see you doctors also are gone crazy, you see. So you must remember, eat, my brother. Don't ask too many questions like Bani Israel, ma hiya, ma launwa, ma mama. Allah says, slaughter the cow. You say, no, we have to ask questions. Eat halal and tayyiba, no problem.
Is it sinful to call another person stupid? Because each person's intellect is not the same.
So you can call them stupid. Allah calls them stupid. Sayaqulu sufaha'u minan nas. That Almighty Allah said the foolish people and the stupid people will pose the question, why was Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam first facing Masjidul Aqsa, Al-Qiblatul Ula, and then the law came for Walli wajhaka shatr al-Masjidil Haram? So you must remember that then you turn your Mubarak countenance, your Mubarak body, anatomy to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So the people who raise these objections, so remember that they are the Sufaha, the fools, the idiots, the stupid people. Surah 2 and verse number 142. So there we're giving you the reference. Nabi Musa alayhi salam's time, when the Jutlas and the Jews and all of them, you must remember, they said, you tell your Allah, we want to see him. Can you imagine that people demanding, we want to see you, as though Allah Ta'ala is their slave, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah teaches us the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, these people are foolish people. Ya Allah, do not punish us because what they are saying. So remember, you will find so many places like that in Quran and in Sunnah and Sahaba and life and all of them, the great people, that they use this word, you must remember. So yeah, you must, atuhlikuna bima fa'ala sufaha'u minna. You see that? Again the word sufaha, the plural of safih. So they told Musa alayhi salam, we want to see Allah. So he said, you keep quiet, Allah is going to punish you. Ya Allah, don't punish us. Bima fa'ala sufaha'u minna. Because of what these fools and idiots are doing. I gave you Quran, so I give you Sahaba. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah, the great eminent illustrious Sahabi, told Hajjaj bin Yusuf the tyrant, that you innaka safihun musallatun alayna, you are an idiot, you delay the Jummah Salat for 2 hours, 3 hours, so long khutbah you give, you self appointed upon us. And then how did he pass away, Abdullah bin Umar? Because he knew his Sahabi. So he took some chamcha of his, some sidekick, and while he was performing tawaf, he told somebody to walk with your walking stick behind him, and on the tip of the walking stick, just put that poison in his leg somewhere, just tip him with that. And that's how he passed away. We must speak the truth. Remember, sometimes we try and present our history as though it's golden history all the time. That's not true. We have some dark pages in our Islamic history also, and we must speak about it. Honesty is the best policy. And he told Hajjaj bin Yusuf, Afdalul jihad man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jair, the best jihad is you speak the truth in front of these tinpot dictators and haramis like MBS and MBZ and all these characters. So he told him, Abdullah ibn Umar told Hajjaj, innaka safihun, you're a fool and a stupid person and an idiot, and you self appointed upon us. Go study the books and you will find all these type of things.
Mufti Saab, is it the parents' fault or child's fault if they leave the fold of Islam when they turn 18 years?
Remember, both fault. Because you are the one, as parents, you brought the TV, you brought the internet, you didn't send them to madrasa, you said, Molvi Banwanu, where was I? Friday in Kelvin. So you must remember, I met one youngster, and he's so good, you know. So I just met him, and I took his name, and so. So I told him, you must become a Hafiz. He's 16 years old, 17 years old. So he said, I'm Hafiz. I said, go there to the madrasa. These are the 2-3 madrasas, Darum, choose from there and go and study. Madrasas are opening. He said, my parents don't want to allow me. You see that? So imagine, I said, you cry to Allah and tell your parents you will study, and what they want you to study, to become a lawyer and a top shot, whatever, you will study via correspondence, via UNISA and so forth. So the parents themselves today, majority, that you must, I told you what happened to me. 12th March, I left South Africa. It was a Monday. Heidelberg is a small little town, Dorpie in Afrikaans. And the men came that Sunday, you understood. So one of, I still remember their names. They all passed away. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. So they should call me Hafiz Ab, Hafiji. So one told me, Hafiji, Molvi Banwanu. Pagarbo or chuche, that you're going to become a Molvi. Your wages is very little, but the man is going to study tomorrow. First time in my life, I'm going overseas and you're speaking like this. The other guy told me, you see, one guy must just start the key, then the others will start. The other guy said that Mutawalli trustees, bo kharab che. The trustees are very bad. You hit the sun, then they'll fire you. So you say, that is our mentality, you must remember. So we Islam, we consider it secondary. That's the truth, you must remember that. Making money and becoming millionaires and anchor. You become millionaire halal way, excellent. You become a millionaire haram way, so it's a curse. You must remember this type of things here. So that is our problem today. Who brought all those haram things in the house? Who discouraged the children? You don't have to worry of Fajr Salat, you got big exam tomorrow. You enroll your children in such schools that where your son cannot read Jummah Salat. We send them to Christian school and this type of places. It's like that person who sent his daughter 50 years ago to Dublin or England and whatever, came to the Maulana. I said, Mauli sahab, dua karwano, mari poiri jai, my daughter is going doctor banwane, you see. So the Maulana was a sharpshooter. He said, Papa, you sending your daughter out in the rain and you telling me I must make dua, she must not get wet. That is our example. 80%, I must remember. So always, O Muslim, O Muslima, we'll end on this. Read Surah 3 verse 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. O Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you give us guidance, Ya Allah, and keep us under your special mercy. Chapter 3 verse 8. Every day read and teach your children also. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman Islam and unite me with the devout and pious servants. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.